we're located in the state development area, so it doesn't. It, to us, it means well, uncertainty on any future development that we'd like to do on our property, and also with the train line coming through that area and crossing our property, our main concern is the location of the state development area, and in particular the location of the train line coming through. We've been asking for years for government to, and the mining companies to consider moving it to the west of the Beliando River on higher ground so that it there's no risk of flood damage.
Does that then form the basis for your submission to this parliamentary committee?
Yes, it does, Craig. And the sensible thing to do is to move it further west onto higher ground.
So you see that there is still an option for that rail line to exist. You're not completely against the rail line being built in the first place, just where it currently is slated to go.
That's right. We understand that the rail line's going to happen, that they need to get that coal across. And we'd rather it wasn't happening at all, we realise that it's probably going to. And I think that they're going to make lots of money. Surely they can afford to relocate that rail line so that it's going to be in a better position for landholders.
Now, the state development area, from when it was first proposed to when it was declared in June, it decreased in size by about 94%. Yep. Was that a win? Did landholders see that as a win?
Yes, that was a positive. One of the few that we've seen, and certainly better than it was. So, perhaps there's a glimmer of hope that after the committee inquiry this time, they might look at it again and consider moving that rail line.
You're trying to exhaust all options. It certainly sounds that way. Does there come a point where, instead of trying to fight it, there has to be acceptance?
Well, I don't know that we can ever accept it if it goes ahead, and especially if there's trouble in the future. A lot of landholders have got that line going right through the centre of their property, dividing their property, and has the potential to cause great damage in the future. So I don't think a lot of landholders will never accept it. But if the government would look at putting it in a more practical place, things would be much better.